I'm Lily Knapp for BPR News. An account of a racist incident at car dealership Harry's on the Hill has prompted the removal of the West Asheville Chief Pontiac statue. The 23-foot-tall Native American statue has been looking down on the town since 1967. Robert Jumper, editor of the Cherokee One Feather, where the incident was published, says that this is the first time that the paper has ever published a specific account of discrimination. Much of the conversation about the article has taken place on Facebook, with over 450 comments on the official apology from Harry's, both in support of the removal and against it. Jumper hopes that this conversation is a chance to educate the community.
It's just very, very important when you live in a community, whether that's adjacent counties or on the Quala boundary, it's very important to know the culture and history, whether it's Appalachian or whether it's Cherokee history. You should know the culture that you're living in.
Anna Grimes, a member of the Harry's management team, says that they found out about the incident from the article and immediately terminated the employee involved. The family-owned dealership says that the statue is a relic from another time and that now it's time to move forward.
We've been here for a long time and we've done a lot of good things. And it's hard and a little bit frustrating that this is kind of where the focus is going. I know that people have very strong feelings about Chief Pontiac. I mean, I do too. He's been there my whole life. I remember seeing him growing up. But we do feel that this is the appropriate time for him to find a new home.
The date for the removal is not yet set. Harry's is still looking for the best option to preserve Chief Pontiac's legacy. I'm Lily Knapp. BPR News.